Archdiocese of New Zealand of the Ecumenical Patriarchate presents In the Narthex with Father Paul Patitsis. Join him as he shares with us the ancient apostolic faith of the Christian Greek Orthodox Church. And now your host, Father Paul.
Welcome to In the Narthex, a radio program of the Sacred Archdiocese of New Zealand. I'm your host, Father Pavlos Patitsis of the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, located in lovely Western Springs. Last week, we began an interview with Vasily Baldwin, who lives in England. And we have a reason we're interviewing him, and that is because in just a few weeks, he's going to be heading this show. He's going to be taking over for me, as I'm going to be on a sabbatical. And I'll be away for just a little bit. But we're very thankful that Vasily has agreed to do this. And I'm sure you'll be as patient with him as you've been with me over these years as he tries his sea legs at radio broadcasting. And then we also just want to say a quick shout out to those who are honoring today as Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. And know that it's a wonderful thing to take a day and to thank and to honor and to adore your spouse or your significant other, whoever it might be. And what a blessing that is, because that person brings out the best in you. Of course, we know sometimes they can bring out the worst in us, but that's just because we're human beings, and the closer we get to the fire, the more our impurities can bubble up. But that's okay. That's one of the good and beautiful things about marriage, is that it helps to make us better people. And we see our brokenness even through deep contact with another person. Sometimes we see things that we didn't see otherwise, and we have a chance to refix them and to become better. Well, we're not going to talk about that today, though. But again, just happy Valentine's Day to those who are celebrating. And we're going to come back in just a minute to continue our interview with Vasily Baldwin.
Smile, naked heart, who I was falls apart.
Thank you, radio listeners. We're back again, and we're here with Vasily Baldwin, and we're continuing our interview from last week. And Vasily, you were telling us many things, and I think we ended with you just coming to our church for the first time, and we could say providentially or serendipitously, we happened to be the closest Orthodox church to you that happened to be open. So that's what brought you to our door. We're happy for that serendipitous providential experience because we really felt privileged to meet you and your family. Can you tell us a little bit more about maybe your first impressions when you came to Holy Trinity? What did you experience there?
I have to say, to begin with, it was almost overwhelming. I'd never set foot in an Orthodox church before. You're immediately, it's like all of your senses experience something new for the first time. You smell incense, you see the icons on the wall, the gold leaf. You hear chanting, which if you've never heard chanting before, is something entirely different.
Yeah.
It's quite an experience, just even stepping through the door, just getting over the threshold.
Well, one of the reasons we call this program In the Narthex is because we realize that there are a lot of people who probably will never come across that threshold because of the... they might be intimidated to think, oh, something so different. So the radio show is a way to let them know you're welcome. You're in the narthex. You're in the vestibule of our church, and you can check it out safely from your own home and from your radio, where you like to listen to the radio, and get a chance to see what it's like from a distance, even through your mind's eye. Well, we're sure that what you said is true, because other people have told us such things too, that it's an overwhelming kind of an experience. But I'm also glad to see that you said that it kind of excites all of your senses. Anyway, tell us more. When you were first there, did anybody say hello to you, or was it a welcoming church in any way, or how did you feel it? How did you experience it?
To be honest, I don't actually really recall. I think I asked somebody if it was okay to sit somewhere, not really knowing. You know, if I should sit or where I should sit. But yeah. I sat somewhere near the back. And also I was, another thing that surprised me was that people stood up and also sat down at other points. And I wasn't quite sure what to make of that at first. And so mostly sat for the most part. And really, really just absorbed myself in the liturgy. And I didn't even know it was called a liturgy at that point, I think.
Wow. Now, was I there at that time, or was I the priest serving that day?
Yes, you were. Yep.
And did I meet you that first day, or was that first day just, you know, you came and you sort of checked things out and you left quietly?
Yes, we did. So that first time I went, I was trying to pay attention as best as I could, to listen to the scripture that was mentioned and also to the hymns that were chanted, mm-hmm. simply to see if they agreed with what I knew of scripture. Mm-hmm. And I'm no theologian and I don't know the scriptures very well, but I wanted to see if, you know, if anything stuck me out as particularly jarring or inconsistent. But nothing did. And by the end of it, I was thinking, okay, I really have to speak to the person in charge. No, not the person in charge, but yeah, to speak to the priest. And that I waited for a while, and eventually I came upon the priest. who we're talking to right now.
Hello, everyone. And how did that go?
So I remember that I actually had some question. I don't even remember what the question was, but it was some purely meaningless, almost rhetorical question, as in, I'm here, I should ask some question about theology and see if the answer aligns with what I believe or not. And from memory, you didn't even answer my question. You just said something like, you'll find out, or in time you will experience all that orthodoxy has to offer, something like that. But I can't say that you were wrong.
I think I don't remember exactly what I said, but I remember something like this. I said, well, you know, come along and you'll figure it out on your own. you know, it's good that we priests generally, I mean, Orthodox priests, don't do a sales pitch as soon as we see you. because we realize we believe and we've experienced the power of the liturgy, and we realize that it's very transforming. Well, we're going to take a tiny break for some more music. And we'll be right back with our interview with Vasily Baldwin. Thank you. We are back, and so happy to be with our friend, Vasily Baldwin. Vasily, you mentioned that you had a chance to meet the priest. Of course, I was that priest. And to ask your first theological question. Did you end up ever getting those theological questions answered, or did the priest just continuously put you off?
No, I don't believe that I ever had the theological question, and I don't even recall what it was. not at that time, anyway. I'm sure that it has been answered since, but it probably happened in a sort of in a tangible, physical way, and not necessarily a verbal or theological sort of way.
Oh, that's lovely. I know for some people that might be like almost like a heresy, like oh my goodness, that doesn't make any sense. But you know, in Orthodoxy, we really want people to experience the faith not only with their brains, you know, that God made us whole. He's not just brain, you know, we have brains and bodies and and all kinds of aspects of us that are meant and designed to receive God and to experience God. And if we just focus on those the aspects of the brain, sometimes we forget about the heart as a simple example, and it's really our preference that the person experience the faith in a more holistic way. Can you tell us briefly, how did your wife, you know, come to Orthodox? Obviously through you to some degree, but what was her, what steps did she take, Ksenia, our beloved Ksenia?
So, I think when I was very excited to discover Orthodoxy, and I think at that time, Ksenia also knew that I was searching for Christianity of some, basically. And I was very excited to discover Orthodoxy, and I was telling her about what I was discovering. And for a long time, she held an approach of, oh, that's really cool, you know, you do your thing, and I'm happy for you that you found this faith, and you are I don't know how to describe really. And she was happy for me that I was happy.
So she was very supportive.
Yes, she was. And that went I don't know, that continued for at least a couple of weeks. And I went probably another two Sundays. And during that time, Ksenia had she had some family difficulties with her when she was talking to her brother, or something happened anyway.
Yeah.
And I believe that they had whether it was an argument or something, but it really troubled her. And she felt really unsettled by the conversation that she'd had with her family. And up until this point, although she was very supportive, I never expected that I would ever see her inside a church, because I knew that she didn't have any particular attraction to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Except one day when I was at work, I received a text from Ksenia, and she said something. She said, I don't remember the exact words, but she said, I need to come to church.
Wow.
And I was absolutely blown away. I was amazed.
Yeah.
I was the last person to expect to read those words.
Right.
And so so I said, okay then, perhaps you can come with me next Sunday. So we all went. So myself, Ksenia, and our two daughters.
Yes.
And it just happened on that Sunday, Father Paul wasn't there. I believe that you were in America for your daughter's wedding, if I recall.
Yes, yes, the absentee priest.
But thankfully, a very kind deacon, I believe he is, mm-hmm. had opened the church for those who just wanted to go there to sit and just to experience some of the, I don't know, you get a real sense of peace just being there, just sitting there. And so we went in and we just sat on the back of one of the pews. We sat in one of the last row of the pews, and I really didn't know what to expect. I was looking after our daughters who were, it was new to them.
Yes.
And they were excited.
That was their first time too then, huh?
Yeah, it was their first time, and I think that they were really interested. And Ksenia, she rested her head on the back of the pew in front, and she prayed.
Wow. Well, you know, let's take a little break there, right, where you said she prayed, because we need to put a little bit more of our characteristic music into the program, and then we're going to maybe finish the story after that.
Thy redeemed.
Okay, we're back with Vasily, and we're hearing an interesting story. Vasily, you told us of your first introduction to Orthodoxy and how it kind of, I don't mean this to make fun of you in any way, but sort of stumbled into the church for the first time. I don't mean that literally, of course, but in other words, without really any premeditated thought, you know, I need to become Orthodox. You just said, well, let me experience it and see. And then that your wife surprised you and said she wanted to go to church with you. And we were just at that point of the story where she was bowing her head in prayer. And this is a woman who, as you have told us, was not really a believer per se at that point. Could you tell us more about that, or is that too personal? I don't want to ask a too personal question, but if you think it's okay to tell, we'd be interested to hear.
No, I can certainly tell you. And so, as she told me afterwards, she bowed her head in prayer, and this must have been only, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. I was busy with the children, who were busy climbing all over me and you. And then after a while, she lifted her head up and with tears on her cheeks and said, "It's okay, we can go now." And I had no idea what to make of this. And
wow,
we left. I don't recall exactly what time it was that she explained what had happened, whether it was outside or maybe in the car on the way home, but she did. And she said that she asked God, she prayed, and she asked him, she said, "Why am I suffering so much?" And this is because she had previously she'd been really troubled after talking to her brother, whom she hadn't spoken to in a long time.
Yeah.
And I can't describe this nearly as well as she could. Hopefully she will one day. But she said at that time, she heard God reply to her, and he replied saying that it's good that you're suffering because it shows how much love you have for your family.
You know, I'm going to interrupt you because I'm sure there's more to that story, but my guess is that that's something that is so personal. Maybe we don't need to go into all the details there, but I do want to acknowledge what a beautiful thing it is that you just said. I mean, that God spoke to this person who hadn't really talked to him before, you know, and with in a great and loving way. And that was enough for her to sense that God was real. I mean, is that the turning point, so to speak?
I think so. I asked her later. I said, "So does this mean you want to become a Christian?" And her response was, well, something along the lines of, "Well, what else can I do?"
Wow. Well, we're certainly happy for that turn of events, but I think that the main reason why I'm so glad to have you on the radio today and to talk about this, and of course, is it a coincidence it's Valentine's Day? Probably not. I mean, here this beautiful interchange of two people who loved each other and love each other still, thank God, that love, because you followed it, it brought you into a deeper encounter with God Himself. I mean, I think that's the underlying theme of this story. Which, again, we didn't plan to have this interview on Valentine's Day, but God must have planned it. So love has its own purpose. You know, we don't often think of love as having a purpose, but it does. And if we really believe that all love comes from God, then, which is the belief of the Christian Orthodox Church, if all love comes from God, then certainly all love can lead to God. And so we have to pursue true love as best we can in this life, you know, full and complete, honest love. And that love, not only for our spouse, but even for other people, in this case, Xenia's brother, her love for her brother, and ironically, in some way, we could say even your love for your children, because it allowed your wife to have a moment of quietude in the church, that love led her into an encounter with God. That's very, very deep. I mean, I think for our radio listeners, it might be very, very encouraging to them to know that you don't have to be a religious person to encounter God. God is wanting to be in connection with you. He wants to get to know you. Well, Vasily, we're going to take one more small break and finish our discussion with you. Thank you so much for sharing these things with us. It's been really touching. I don't know how else to say it. Maybe there's another word, but I can't think of it right now. But thank you very much.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Open to me the gates of repentance, O Giver.
Well, we've been, this is the second day that we've now interviewed our friend Vasily Baldwin, who lives in England. And I think you said in Plymouth, is that correct?
Yes, in Plymouth. Old Plymouth.
Old Plymouth. Is there a new Plymouth besides in America?
There's a new Plymouth right in New Zealand.
Oh, yes, that's true there too. Okay, old Plymouth, the original Plymouth. And I suppose the pilgrims must have set sail from there because when they came to the United States, they called Plymouth Rock, I think is what they called it when they landed. Anyway, I don't remember my American history that well, but I somehow remember Plymouth Rock. We are so thankful that you've had time to spend with us and to share with us your journey into Orthodoxy. And thank you so much for doing that. Is it, as we're coming to the end of this program, anything you want to add before we say goodbye to our listeners?
Just that it doesn't always seem... I mean, as someone, I have to ask forgiveness, but it doesn't always seem so remarkable to me. And not that I have a really exciting life or anything, but most of the time I'm just so busy with the difficult parts that, I don't know, the more interesting parts, they shine brightly, I guess.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Vasily. We thank you again for listening to In the Narthex. This is a radio ministry of the Sacred Archdiocese of New Zealand, which is headquartered in Wellington and is Archshepherd, His Eminence, Archbishop Miron. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you again next week.